This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, this is David. It's a quick hit. Hello, hello, hello. Come on in. Welcome my children on a Sunday. Just jumping on here for a bunch of quick things. Let's not spend all day, guys. Let's not spend all day. So listen, this is what I want to talk about. Did you see this latest article that Kyle Richards is in trouble? Might lose her RHOBH job. You know, if she doesn't admit, you know, and talk about Morgan, she is in jeopardy of losing her job on RHOBH. So let's break this claim down, shall we? Apparently, you know, she's warned, if you come back, you better talk about Morgan. And if you're not going to talk about Morgan, we're not sure we want you back. So let's just start with some basics. Like, we really don't know for sure who is being announced next season for Beverly Hills yet. It's very imminent. First, Anne Marie was out, of course, then Crystal. There were rumors that everybody else was returning. I think everybody else is going to return. We have had rumors that, you know, Dorit is like, you know, they're not sure about Dorit. There's also rumors that Dorit's friend is going to join. Which I have a lot of thoughts on that, which I don't even know if we can get to today because they showed a picture of Dorit's friend and they talked about who she is. So I got a lot of thoughts on that and why I think she's joining, but we don't know for sure who's coming back. I think it's going to be everyone. Everything, nothing is confirmed though. That's kind of my point. Just like when it was out there that Robin was fired, Robin wasn't fired. Then we had the reunion. Now we can announce she's fired. So nothing is confirmed yet. I mean, has Kyle been warned that, you know, she's not going to come back if she doesn't talk about Morgan? I mean, maybe. I'm sure they would love for her to talk about Morgan. I don't understand where people think that conversation is going to go. I mean, Kyle, if you come back, you have to talk about Morgan. I'm not talking about Morgan. Are you telling me I'm not getting a contract? Oh, no, we're not saying that, Miss Richards. I mean, they're not going to invite Kyle back. So lover or hater, that's just the bottom line. So I find this somewhat misleading. I find some truth into this. I do think that they, you know, the rumor is that she's done everything she can do. She's talked as much about Mauricio as she can, and they don't want her to talk about Mauricio anymore because that's like beating a dead horse. I mean, I agree with that. And that they want her to talk about Morgan because that's not what's old. I mean, I've said it on this very podcast that last season was about putting a nail in the coffin with Mo. And next season is going to be about your new life, and your new life includes Morgan. So I believe this is true, that they would love for her to talk about Morgan. She knows that she kind of needs to talk about Morgan. That's just how this game is played, Kyle Richards. But I mean, whether they threatened her that way and said, you're not coming back if you don't talk about Morgan, maybe, but I mean, let's call their bluff. Kyle is going to be invited back to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, whether she talks about Morgan or not. It'll just be a season-long struggle, and these producers get what they want, and she is in bed with Alex Baskin. I mean, she knows what she's doing. She knows how to make a good show. So I have said before, I think we are going to see some Morgan on the new season. I don't think they're not going to invite her back if she doesn't talk about Morgan, but I think that they will get their way. Basically, just because Kyle is a team player, right? I do agree that it is old. We don't really want to hear about you and Mauricio. I mean, granted, I mean, he's still living in the house, so I assume we'll see him. I think like him moving out would be a storyline, but Mo is going to start fading into the background. So this will be great. I mean, rumor is, that this is that they are more than friends, this anonymous source. And we're going to get into an anonymous source soon because we're going to talk about Andy Cohn and some rumors that we may have started here behind the velvet rope, but that's a whole nother story. So I mean, look, the rumor is that she was always trying to prove how smart she was to Mauricio and how she was enough and pretty enough and just enough, always winning over Mauricio's blessing. And with Morgan, it is just easy, easy, easy. I mean, when someone's 29, girlfriend, that's what happens. I mean, Kyle's 55, she's 29. It is much easier. There's no kids, there's no mortgage. So yeah, Kyle feels like $1 million when she's with Morgan. That is just beautiful. Everyone should be spending a Sunday with someone that makes them feel like $1 million. So I don't know. I do think we're gonna see more Morgan. I call bullshit on this story only in that I don't think Kyle is being fired if she says no. Like, I just don't buy it. So there's that. But, just give them what they want, honey. Like, do you have to fight that much? I would love to see Morgan. I would love to see stuff happen with Morgan. Next season, it is somewhat interesting. It's what's going on in her life. I do think Dorit saves her job. I think we'll have like a Dorit versus Kyle season. And if Dorit's friend comes on, I believe Dorit's friend will be going after a Garcelle, which is a whole larger issue, which is a whole larger issue. Look, everyone gets the it's your season, right? So Erica had it because of real life stuff. Kyle had it because of real life stuff. I mean, we're not going to come after Erica. What is Erica going to fight with Dorit? I mean, Erica fought with the entire justice system in the entire world. You all hated her. So Erica is really, really in a good place going forward on this show for a long while. Kyle, it's not going to be her season. It's going to be the season of either Sutton or Garcelle or Dorit. Like, someone's going to get it bad. I mean, Dorit's friend, I do believe, would be coming on to challenge Garcelle. Anne Marie has done an interview and has said, none of these women will challenge Garcelle because, it's a bunch of white women, which is paraphrasing Anne Marie. And so Dorit's friend is not white. And so I imagine she'll come on and say, Dorit is not a Karen. And here's why I love my Dorit if they bring her on. But I also think it's going to be a Dorit and Kyle season. I think that's the main thing. And I do think we're adding more people. And Kathy can be there. She probably will be there. But that's not the show. They need to change the show, like with an Erica, a Rinna. They need to change the show really so that someone that it changes by the end of it. And that's not Kathy. By the way, just a segue for a second. I am sorry. Lisa Rinna had a career before Beverly Hills Housewives. She is killing it now after Beverly Hills Housewives. I mean, this Mommy Meanest. Has everyone seen the trailer that just dropped for Mommy Meanest on Lifetime? I am more excited to watch this movie than I'll admit it. As important it is for me to eat healthy and put the right nutrients into my body and hydrate, I'm really not great at it. I'm always on the go. I'm never making that a priority, and I'm always hungry. This was a real problem until I discovered 310 Nutrition. I love 310 Nutrition's water hydrators. You just add them to water, and they make your water taste so much better. They also have refreshing lemonade mixes. My personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. I love their caramel sundae, their vanilla cake, the shamrock cream. I drink one of these shakes, and it totally satisfies my hunger. They're low in fat and low carbs, which I love. They also satisfy my carb craving. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Anything regarding Housewives in the past year. Mommy Meanest looks so, so, so great. So great. I'm just texting Sarah to tell her we should talk about Mommy Meanest further. If you haven't seen the trailer, watch it. It looks so freaking great. Mommy Meanest, Rinna is back acting. Did you see Andy Cohen even spoke out and gave her a huge, some people thought it was obnoxious, but Andy gave Rinna a huge endorsement and is like, you know, post Beverly Hills Housewives, I did not foresee that Rinna would be a major force in the fashion industry to be reckoned with, that I did not have that on my bingo card. I get what he's saying. I mean, she's walking in Paris Couture shows. She's sitting front row at everything. And this new Marc Jacobs ad. Now, I know you can argue she's getting the Marc Jacobs ad because of Delilah and Amelia Gray, but not really, because, I mean, they're in it with her. One of her daughters is, but that's not the point. I mean, if you're off brand, you're not going to get it just because of your child. I mean, have we seen Yolanda Hadid in any ads with Gigi? I mean, Rinna's on brand. So Rinna is, she's killing it. She is literally killing it. This movie looks so great. And I think she's having a great post-Housewives career. I was a huge fan of her before. Loved Melrose Place. And I cannot wait to watch Mommy Meanest. Seriously. Hand to God. Can't wait. Jackson Brittany, you know, I've said, you know, it's 2 months now. Do you know we've been doing this for two fucking months talking about the Valley coming and when they originally started having problems? It's more like a month and a half for the Valley. But I don't know. I said it was so fake. I stand by that. I think it's fake. But I don't know. There's a lot going on that makes me think, I mean, is this as fake as I thought? So anyway, let me put my glasses on and get really serious here. Anyway, just so I can see all you beautiful people, all the people in the background, I have to be able to see you. But Brittany has just followed, you know, Jax went to Montreal a few weeks ago. He had an appearance. The Toms were there with him and his publicist, Lori Kay, went. Let me just say something. So now Brittany has now, and everyone thought that like the pictures were so, like they were so together, Jax and the publicist and people read into it. I mean, so now Brittany has unfollowed Jax and unfollowed the publicist. Jax is back in Canada. He has more appearances. Look, a couple of things are happening here. First of all, it's not so unusual for a publicist to go to an event with the clients. That's the first thing. Second of all, when they were in Montreal, that's Lori Kay's hometown. So let's just put it that there. Third of all, just so everyone knows, Lori has worked with the Toms, Kristen, Brittany, Jax forever. This isn't like some new publicist. Now you're back on the Valley. She has stood by Jax and Brittany when they were off the show. So, I mean, she has been in their lives forever. And, you know, they're like around the same age. Lori might be a little younger, but they're around the same age. And, you know, it's your friend, you know? Does anyone think Sarah and I would be friends? I mean, working together for four fucking years or whatever it is. I mean, you become friends with people. Why I have some of these housewife friends. I mean, I interview people and I work 24/7. So it's not, they're friends. So I don't know. Like, yes, Brittany Ann follows them. It's starting to look more real. Maybe this is real. I mean, I know she moved out, but I don't know. I mean, would this ruin Lori's business? No, like we all get over everything. I mean, remember when Stassi was canceled? Well, I mean, now she has a third book coming out. Her podcast is back on Apple. No, cancel culture is canceled. I hate to break it to everyone. I've officially canceled it. I canceled it 4 years ago, but we just had Billy Bush on. Remember what happened to him? We were talking about cancel culture with him. It won't ruin her business, but I just think Lori is not, like, she's a publicist. I think she's smart. I think she understands, like, if she were to get in bed with her, I mean, sometimes love knows love. But I doubt that she's like a bed hopping in the bathroom, fooling around with Jax. I don't buy it. It's a compliment to her. It's a compliment to Jax. I think Jax is smarter than we all think you watch the valley, you could see Jack sitting there and just producing, self-producing from within. I think Jax is producing this whole thing. And I mean that as a compliment. I think, things take off about Lori. Okay, now Brittany unfollow her. We're all watching the valley, and this is it. It's your big return to TV. You want it to work out. We already had a little setback with Kristen. We had the episode about how awful she felt that she was fired, accused of being racist, and do. And then the next thing, Faith files her lawsuit, which brings all that back to the forefront for Kristen. So I feel Jax is smarter than we give him credit for. And I don't believe it. I'm going to err on the side of not believing it. It could be true, but I don't believe it. I don't believe Lori as a publicist would, I don't think it would risk her job at all in any way, shape, or form. I just think she's smarter than that. But Brittany unfollowed them, so maybe I'll be eating my words. Maybe the joke is on me. Before we get into a very quick round of things, so it's a developing story, TBD. We don't know anything yet. It is not confirmed. Everyone is in my DMs thinking this is true. And I got no horse in the race. I got no allegiance to Jax, but I just see Jax as a family man who is trying to provide for his family. And I think he got it out of his system. I don't think he's out there wanting to fuck everything in sight. I just don't. I think that he, his family, his son, I think it's all for them. So creating this drama is good for business. I think he's self-producing the show from within, and I don't believe that this is true at all. Before we get into some quick rounds, which I urge everyone to go listen to. I did a huge thing on Patreon yesterday saying, is the end of Housewives and Andy Cohen's time at Bravo near? And I break it down really slowly because I keep bringing this up. I mean, it's slow. It was one of, I mean, I'm impressed with my episode. I think it was one of my better episodes. I think it's just because these are the topics I like to talk about, these big picture things. And we went show by show. Roni, New Jersey. New Jersey ain't as safe as everyone thinks it is. And show by show about why each of the shows in their own respect are in trouble and why BravoCon 2024 was really canceled and all the lawsuits and everything that's going on with Andy. So if you want a real roadmap, I mean, I don't know if this is a shameless plug, but it's really a good episode. So go and listen to that on Patreon. But regardless of that, it is something I've talked about in a lot of the shows that. And I talk about this on the Patreon episode in detail. I said on a show, I don't know when because I don't know which shows are which, but I said on the main feed here that if I were Andy Cohen, I would be exiting. I would be negotiating my exit package. That would be me. And I said this on Patreon and on the main show. And what I meant is that I don't think he's in trouble. I don't think he's being ousted. But if it were me, I think it's the opposite. I would look around and say the whole ship is being like, it's kind of like if the Titanic is going down and you're like, huh, like the plates are flying off the table. The water was up to our ankles. Now it's up to our knees. At what point do you jump ship from the Titanic and say, I'm swimming to the top of the shore. This thing is going fucking down. Some people would say, hey, I'm having a good meal. This can't really sink this whole ship. So to me, which was the majority of my show yesterday, but I've said here before, I think the network is having issues and is not going to recover long term. I think this is the beginning of the end. Again, this is a quick hit. I go into detail. And I said, if I were Andy, I would say, I want out. Fuck my ego. I want my $50 million exit package. Where's that Chris Harrison person? So I would be doing that if I were him and saying, I have a book imprint. I have a great life in the Hamptons. I want to be home to see the kids. I have Radio Andy. I have so many other things, like when Bethany sells Skinny Girl and retains the rights to every single thing, jeans, salad dressing, do, all except for the liquor. It's a great deal. That's what I would do if I were Andy. Say, here, you can have your Bravo piece. Give me my $50 million, and I could still make millions of dollars a year with all these other things I have going on. That would be me. That is what I would do at this point and say, the whole damn ship is sinking. I want off. I'm initiating this. I said that on the show a week ago, and I said it again. And then there's this headline in Touch that a source says that Andy is negotiating his exit package. There were so many words in there that were like the exact words that I used on this podcast. Two housewives texted me. No, we're not going to get into who they are. It's neither here nor there. But two housewives texted me and said, "This is you. You're the source. You said exactly this." I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, I didn't speak to In Touch, but this has happened once before. So my point is, there are two housewives that are texting me and saying, "I think you're the source. Like, I think they listened to your podcast and they're running with this story," which I never said Andy Cohen was exiting. I said, if I were him, I would exit. I would be I would be like, "Give me the money." Kind of like I'd love to exit this right now and go sleep all day, but I love you all. But that's what I said. I mean, then when I started reading this article, I'm like, Jesus, these do sound like my exact words, and maybe I am the source. This has happened before with when Catherine Edwards was on my show. I don't know what season it was, and we were talking about the future of Beverly Hills, and I said, like, look, this was way back when I thought Lisa Vanderpump coming back was still an option. And I said, like, you know, look, Lisa's never going to come back. She would have to be the number one on the call sheet. So, like, Kyle probably makes like 1.5. And if Kyle makes 1.5, Vanderpump will never come back unless she makes more than Kyle. Like, Vanderpump would have to make something starting with a two. If it started with a two, Lisa Vanderpump would probably come back. If Kyle's making 1.5, you have to start with a two to even get Lisa in the game. That's what I said with Catherine Edwards on the show. The next thing I know, in Touch or The Sun or one of those, literally within 24 hours, there was a headline. Inside source claims Lisa Vanderpump in negotiations to return for 2 million. Then you read the words and it said, source claims Lisa Vanderpump's salary would have to start with a two. I mean, the things they said were literally exactly my words. Catherine was even like, you're the source. Not that I'm calling these publications, but by doing this show and saying this, I'm like, holy shit, I am the source because I just fucking said that. That's literally word for word what I said. So this situation, people are now sending this to me and saying, like, this is exactly what you said. So am I the fucking source? Did I start this rumor? Which my point is, if so, and it's like the Lisa Vanderpump thing because I've said it here, I think it's not true because I mean, I'm just giving advice and it's, I mean, just like when I said Lisa's has to start with a two, I'm just giving you my opinion. They all listen, guys. So if that's the case and I am the source that started this In Touch thing, which I mean, I don't know why you would. Then I think it's not true because here I am talking, and that's my vision of what I would do. So then that makes me think nothing is true. I think if that's the case, and they heard it on this podcast, Andy's just fine. I really don't think that Andy's going to be let go. I really don't. Again, I would bring it to them, and I would say, get me the hell out of here because this revision of Housewives has 6 months, a year, 2 years. What is that? What is 2 years? I just don't see that. So I don't think that's true. I don't think they're going to get rid of him. I don't think his ego is going to take my plan and go and do his that. I think he's going to just be there and it's going to be business as usual. I don't know what's going to happen to the future of BravoCon, but we'll have to talk about it soon because we're out of time for a quick hit today. Love you all so much. It is Sunday. I hope you're outside. It's kind of warm here in LA. My friends in New York tell me they're freezing, and my friends in the Hamptons tell me they're even more freezing. Hope you're all having a great day. I love you all. Bye.